Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Going to the telephone lines. David of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, David?
Hello, I appreciated all your talking about the water issue and also the caller, Joe. And I'm just thinking back to when I was reading the Isthmus one day in the early 2000s, and the guy writing the article said that in Wisconsin we've got some of the best water and soil left in the world. And, man, I felt good about that. But, you know, that was then and this is now. So if we want to talk about soil, you've got to ask how much lead and arsenic is in it before you want to really grow stuff. So, but I liked your idea a lot about how to reprocess or somehow process manure. We're in the year 2022 now. There's a lot of knowledgeable people out there, I believe, that could put this into action. They'd probably have to fight the government. I don't know, man, but I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, I think what's happening is this, David. Thanks for calling in. The technology for converting manure into some useful other product, some chemical other product, without ever discharging it into water or soil, to me is inevitable. I mean, I think that certainly 100 years from now, this will not be an issue anymore. The problem is you'll still have industry trying to take our water and pollute it in other ways. The CAFOs are one thing, the concentrated animal feeding operations, the manure and the nitrates. But how about forever chemicals? That happened by the leaking of the firefighting retardant chemicals up in Marinette County. And then some of that leaked into Green Bay. Green Bay feeds into Lake Michigan. And what you said about the isthmus is exactly right. Believe it or not, the Great Lakes, and I mean all the Great Lakes, not just ours, all five Great Lakes together account for 25% of the planet's fresh water. The planet's fresh water, 25%. Now, we are stewards of really kind of a sacred trust. And when we let people get forever chemicals into Lake Michigan, it's going to end up in the other lakes. When you pollute 25% of the world's fresh water, you're betraying your stewardship. This is disgusting. It's ridiculous. The Republican Party, using various political games, keeping Walker's DNR in there and so forth with their Republican judges, they're defacing the legacy of fresh water, clean water in Wisconsin. That's what they're doing. People can't continue to put up with that. They're defacing the legacy of fighting Bob La Follette by making presidential elections beauty contests and having a gerrymandered state legislature pick the electors, by saying that the Republican governor, which is what they're hoping at some point, will appoint the state treasurer, superintendent of public instruction, secretary of state, and lieutenant governor, controlling elections, controlling education, without any input, Democratic input, and I say that with a small d, not the Democratic Party, but without any voting input by the voters. So if voters want change, they can't get it. That leads to violence, quite frankly, not immediately, and I hope never in the United States, but in every other society, people are not permitted to express themselves at the polls. They find other ways to do it. That's what's going on. We're going to a poll, some polls. Marquette University puts out a poll every once in a while. Charles Franklin is the pollster, very respected guy with a national reputation. These are good polls, large bases of people responding. My friend Mike Goucher works there, and he is a former anchor in Milwaukee. on TV and widely seen as an expert on politics, and he comments on these polls. In any event, here is the deal. I'm going to give you the polling data that just came out yesterday in the two most high-profile primaries in the state. For Senate, to take on Ron Johnson, in other words, the Democratic primary, and on the Republican side, for governor, to take on Tony Evers. So let's start with the Senate. The new poll that came out has Mandela Barnes in first place with 19%. Alex Lazary in second place with 16%. Sarah Godlewski in third place with 7%. Tom Nelson in fourth place with 5%. And the other, believe it or not, there are 11 candidates. You didn't know that. But the other seven candidates each have 1% or less. So this is a race among Mandela Barnes, Alex Lazary, Sarah Godlewski, and Tom Nelson. And you may say, oh, okay, well, you know, that pretty much says it, that poll. And obviously it's a good indication. It's changed a bit from the last poll. Barnes has come down, Lazary's gone up, Godlewski and Nelson changed places. But you have to remember something. There's a thing called a margin of error in polls. And believe it or not, this the margin of error in the Democratic Senate poll is 6.6%. Why is it so high? Because what they do is they poll about 800 people, but only like 350 of them say they're definitely going to vote in the Democratic primary or likely to vote in the Democratic primary. Well, taking a poll of 350 people to reflect 5.5 million people in the state gives rise to what's called a margin of error, and it's 6.6%. What that means is take any one of these numbers, say Barnes is 19%, he could be 6 points higher than that or 6 points lower. Lazary 16%, he could be 6 points higher or lower. Godlewski 7%, 6 points higher or lower. Nelson 5%, 6 points higher or a lot lower. Now, as a practical matter, because there were polls last time a few months ago that are roughly like this, even though they show Lazary closing on Barnes and Godlewski and Nelson in the single digits swapping places, at some point when you aggregate polls, that tells you something too. So I'm not saying this is meaningless at all. It's very, very interesting. There's some very skillful campaigns being waged. This primary is in August, by the way. But it also shows that I think, I don't know, 48% of people, 48 roughly percent of people haven't made their mind up yet. So we have some good candidates here, and that is the horse race right now. The other good thing is Ron Johnson approval rating is only 36%, lower than Biden, lower than Macron of France. People do not approve of him. That means 64% of them either disapprove of him or don't want to give an opinion right now. The margin of error in that is only 4.1%. Why is that? Because that's a sample of about 850 people, more than just the individual primary, the Democratic primary. So in other words, his approval rating really could be 40% or 32%. But the 36 is pretty consistent across polls, and I think it's a pretty good shot. So the Democratic nominee should have a good shot against Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson's putting out a lot of ads. One of them is a pathetic ad. Remember when he came out and he said, I want people to take ivermectin, which is the dewormer for horses, and I want them to take hydroxychloroquine. I don't want them to, you know, wear masks and all this kind of stuff, and they don't have to socially distance. He's putting on an ad now that's trying to turn that around by saying, oh, shucks, I just want people who are dying to have a shot at whatever treatment they want because otherwise they die and maybe it'll help them and all that. That isn't what he said. It reminds me of the Laetril dispute 40 years ago. Laetril is made out of peach pits, and some people said it could cure cancer. Well, it doesn't. But then there were these clinics in Mexico, and guys would go down I think Steve McQueen may have been one of them. Remember, you don't remember him. He's an older actor, but God, he's good. I think he was in Wanted, Dead or Alive. Excellent, excellent actor. Anyway, real favorite of mine. But Steve McQueen got himself some Laetrile. Didn't do him any good. So this is Ron Johnson, vulnerable, but we have a good horse race for the Senate. In the governor, it was Tim Michaels had just announced, so he's not in this poll. Clayfish, 32%. Nicholson, 10%. Rampton, 4%. Now, that has a large margin of error, too. 6 points, just like the Democratic one. But here, it's such an extreme that it appears that the Republican so far have gotten behind the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Clayfish. Well, why wouldn't they? They got behind Foxconn because there's some people going to make some money off of that, even though Wisconsin got cheated out of a $4 billion promise, put up $1 billion, which we're never going to get back. And these clowns are simply this Chinese company occupying prime industrial land, squeezed out Intel, Oshkosh Trucks, just to hold on to this property. Republican Party gave it to them. Clayfish is at 32%. Apparently the Duchess is a favorite of the Republicans. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on.